Example 18. People steal my creative ideas. Example. I've been working as a freelance writer for the last 2 years. I submit my work to a number of different publications, and it's becoming well known. I'm now at the point that I can support my family for my writing as the opportunities are steadily flowing in. Recently, friends and colleagues have been sending me copies of things that have been written by other people who are clearly using information that originated in my work. They change some verbiage here and try to mask the fact that they're taking it from my articles, but it's obvious that they're doing nothing more than rewording my work. First of all, it's really annoying when I think of how much of my time and effort has gone into the creation of my work. Second, it's clearly plagiarism, and I don't understand how they could possibly feel good about it. I don't go around looking for what's working for other people and then copy it for my own benefit. Where's their sense of pride? But the thing that bothers me most is that they're taking my clearly thought-out ideas and mixing them with concepts that aren't valid, and so they're actually bringing more clutter and confusion than clarity to the concepts. Why don't they just create their own bandwagon? You have been collecting data for some time now, and it's natural that you would come to your own personal view of the world, and it's also normal to believe that your worldview is the correct one. And so, as you see behavior of other humans on your planet, it's logical that you would compare your worldview with the behavior of others and often come to the conclusion, I would never do that. It also activates within you a feeling that you need to control the behavior of others to keep them from doing those inappropriate things. Wars that are waged with words and all manner of weapons continue century after century as humans struggle to sift through the details of human experience in the search for the right human behavior and ideology. But you are really no closer today with the waging of your most recent war than your predecessors were with the waging of the first war, for there is no one right way of behaving, thinking, or living. Often humans believe that the objective of life is to discover the right way of living and then to convince or coerce all others to conform with it. But that is exactly backward from what you know from your broader perspective, as well as from the intentions that you held when you came forth into this physical time-space reality. Prior to your birth into this earth plane, it was never your intention to attempt to diminish the universe by systematically eliminating one bad idea after another till you would be left with a handful of good ideas. For you understood that expansion is inevitable in this eternal universe. And, most of all, you understood that the variety of ideas, both right and wrong, is necessary for the eternal expansion. We give this to you because we understand the tremendous benefit you'll receive when you no longer stand in a place of insisting on the rightness of your point of view while adding equal emphasis to the wrongness of another's. No matter how popular or correct by whatever standards your point of view is, while you're pushing against others' ideas, you are activating a contradictory vibration within yourself that's preventing you from the benefit of your preferred idea. And then, if you're like most, you blame the others with their opposing views for your own failure to promote your idea of goodness. And the battle continues. When you remember that you are the creator of your experience and that no one else need agree with your premises or your intentions or your behavior in order for you to be able to achieve whatever you set out to accomplish, then, and really only then, will you truly be willing to allow others to do as they choose. It is not necessary to come into agreement about anything with the others who share your planet, but it is essential to come into agreement with your own being. And when you do so, beneficial ideas that will promote the general welfare of everyone and everything on your planet will flow forth from you. Do not allow the behavior of another, no matter how ill-intentioned it may appear to be, from your point of view, to deprive you of the power, clarity, and joy of that which is truly you. You can waste your entire lifetime attempting to sort out the behavior of others, categorizing behaviors into piles of right, wrong, really, really wrong, sort of wrong, not so very wrong, pretty wrong, not as wrong as other things, almost right, more right, righter still, very, very right, and so on. And it's not too much different to say, I would never do such and such a thing. You may not do it because it just wouldn't feel good to you. You may already be aware of the connection between you and your broader non-physical inner being, and so you may very well know clearly which behaviors are on your path and which ones are not. But you simply cannot accurately achieve the vantage point within others between who they are being right now and who the expanded part of them is. You cannot accurately assess the appropriateness of their behavior, no matter what that behavior may be. And whenever you try to decide what another person should or should not be doing, you are off your path. And that, friend, is really what is upsetting you. It's not about the stealing or the corrupting of your ideas. It's not even the skimming off of your audiences or competition in the marketplace. What is at the heart of your discomfort while you focus on these plagiarizers is your own misalignment with who you really are. If that person would only behave differently, I would feel better. There is no greater entrapment than that, because not only can you not control them, no matter how powerful your armies become, but it is cross-current of your very reason for being and of your very eternal nature. When you discover the factor of relief that's available through your downstream intention, you will discover the path to true freedom. Freedom from the bondage that comes from trying to control others when your only work is to control the vibration of your own being. The best part of this understanding is that no one else needs to possess or apply this knowledge. You can apply it whether anyone else does or not. And when you do, your world will become exactly as you want it to be. And that is the control you've been seeking. That is the secret to life that humans have been looking for. We're going to walk you through a series of statements, each one an improvement from the one before, bringing you back into perfect alignment with who you really are. For instance, I've spent many years creating and disseminating my life's work. It feels wrong for others to read it, like it, and then change the words only slightly and claim it as their own. I would never do that. I've always done my best to give credit where it's due. Whenever I receive benefit from something, I always acknowledge it. Asking them nicely has no effect. They clearly see life differently than I do. There are copyright laws in place to prohibit this kind of thing. I would have no difficulty proving that they've taken the bulk of the material from me. There are hundreds of thousands of people who are familiar with my work who would back me up on this. I always have that option should I choose to pursue it. I do know that pushing against others, even when I see them as wrong, is never good for me. My own experience has shown me that there is no shortage of resources. It's not my desire to be the only voice that's heard. The more other people are offering uplifting words to this world, the better. My desire for people to understand is also being fulfilled through the work of others. We're all in this together. Everyone starts from where they are, and if my work has been part of the basis from which they begin, so much the better. Nothing makes me happier than to see others finding improvement in their own life experience. I'm happy that there are so many others who seek to add to the upliftment of this world. I joyously applaud all others in accomplishing their own desires. I am never diminished by the success of someone else, but rather my experience is enhanced. I adore this unlimited universe. I'm alive with excitement in my understanding that I too am unlimited. I love understanding that all others are unlimited as well. This is the end of CD 5.